Take a seat. Sometimes as well, as we're getting ready for this service in Explorers, we have a little surprise because somebody comes and volunteers and says, I'd like to sing something. So when that happens, we like to take up volunteers. So Celia and her daughter are going to come and sing for us because they asked to sing a song which expresses the joy of Christmas time. It's called Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. So I'm going to ask them to come. We'll set the microphone out. Now then, we're going to have a reading from the Bible, and two of our young people are going to come and read for us. They're going to read from Luke chapter 2 and verses 1 to 20. And yeah, if you can come. And well, I'm from the back, okay. Luke chapter 2, and first of all, verses 1 to 10, and then verses 11 to 20.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people."
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, and this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as was told them.
Now, silent night in lots of languages. So, first of all, everybody's going to come and sing in English. And then bit by bit, different people are going to sing in different languages. If you're here as a visitor, but you want to come and sing, that's fine. We like singers. So if you're here as a visitor, I don't mean a grown-up now, but one of the children. If you brought children, they want to come and sing, let them come. So if you can come out this side, let's come. While the children are coming, can I just say that we won't have time, I don't think, and it's probably not wise to try and clap between every time they sing. So we'll wait till the end, okay? Wait till the end. Dutch singers towards the front. All the other languages. ready? Don't forget to let the violin first, okay? Can I just check you? I'm on the little bit. What's your first one? Our next language is Hindi. Wait. And next, Japanese. We hope. Bye. Good. And next is, Tagalo. And we've got a helper, I think. So this is Tagalo. You said in I find this a very difficult name. Tagalo, yes? Which is from the Philippines. Okay, and Russian. Now back to Portuguese, yes? Yes. And guitar. Pull a chair over. Georgia? Yeah. Now what we're going to do, I'm going to ask wherever they're sitting, if all the boys and girls can stand up, you don't have to come out the front again, just stand up where you are, and Famara's going to help us. If the adults want to join in, they can as well. We're going to sing verses 2 and 3, which were a bit harder to teach, but we're going to have a go. But we're going to have a go. If you can stand up where you are, sing loud, okay? And then we'll sing verses 2 and 3. If the adults want to join in, they can.
Verse 2. Silent night, holy night.
Now, we're all going to sing in a moment, but before we all sing, I just want to tell you a little story. Because how did we get that song, Silent Night? Well, there's a story about it. That there was a preacher, and he was worried because this big instrument here is called an organ. And in his church, the organ had been broken. And it'd been broken by something that came and nibbled at the pipes of the organ. What could it have been? What could have come and nibbled at the pipes? What do you think? What do you think, Ishmael?
A mouse.
A mouse, you're right. A mouse had come, or perhaps a few mice, and they'd nibbled at the pipes of the organ, and it wouldn't work. And he was thinking, what was he going to do on Christmas Day? And he thought of the words of this song as he went to visit someone whose baby had been born on Christmas Eve. And then he went to someone like Celia, who had a guitar, and he said, I've got some words for a song. The organ won't work for Christmas Day. Can you come and play your guitar? And the guitarist put the song together for the music. He put the words together in his head. And they sang a duet on Christmas Day, and everybody then joined in. And then, when a man came a few weeks later to repair the organ and fix the pipes where the mouse had been nibbling, he said, now to check that I fixed it properly, can you play me a song? Guess what song they sang? Yeah, you're right. They sang Silent Night. And he thought, wow, that's a good song. And so the organ repairer taught it to a family who were very good singers. A bit like if any of you have seen The Sound of Music. A family like that, very good singers. And they started singing it. And the king of the country heard them singing it. And he said, we must sing this song for Christmas time. So that's how we got the song. Or at least that's the story about how we got the song. And we're going to think a bit more in a little while about what it says. But that's how we got the song. That's the story. We're going to all sing now because we've done really well. We're really happy that you all came and sang for us. And we're now going to sing, while shepherds watch their flocks by night. In the hymn books, it's 220, but all the hymns are up on the boards for us. So we'll stand to sing this together, while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Glory.
Now, from the Bible and also from the words we've sang in Silent Night, and I guess some of the boys and girls, you can help me with this. We're going to think about the song that you sang in all those languages. Great to hear. Is no one here in another language that I've missed out, is there? Just in case anyone wants to sing in Welsh or something. Nobody else here? No. No French speakers? No. I'm going to ask John to put up some of the verses of Silent Night, because we've read from the Bible in Luke chapter 2, a reading which will help us to understand what the person who wrote Silent Night was saying. Because he was saying something in the first verse about a miracle. A miracle. Now, I wonder if anybody can remember from a long time ago in Explorers, what is a miracle? Right at the back. Yeah, when God does something that no one else can do. That's a good answer, isn't it? A mighty work of God's power. And this first verse in Silent Night tells us about a miracle at Christmas time. It's like a Christmas card picture, really, this first verse, I tend to think. I'm not sure how silent and quiet it would have been when Jesus was born. Normally, births of babies are not that silent, but he's talking about a miracle. I wonder if somebody can tell me, in the first verse, what's the miracle? What's the miracle that he's talking about? Do you have a go? Go on. Yeah.
Mm. It's silent.
It's silent, yeah. Who's being born?
Jesus.
And who is his father?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's Jesus. Yes, that's a good answer. Yeah, Jesus is being born. And in a way, Joseph is like, he takes the role of a father after Jesus is born, but he's not the father of Jesus. No, the Bible's testimony is that there was a miracle at the beginning when Jesus was born. That Mary, before she had a husband, she had a baby by the Holy Spirit. It was a miracle. And then right at the end, before Jesus goes back to heaven, there's another great miracle after Jesus on the cross dies for our sins. 3 days later in the Bible, there's another miracle. Do you know what it is? He came alive again. He rose from the dead. So either end of the Bible account about Jesus, you have these two great miracles on which the Christian faith stands: a virgin birth and a rising from the dead, which tells us that Jesus is no ordinary man. No, he's the Son of God. So Silent Night is telling us something wonderful happened at Christmas time. No, someone came into this world to save us. There was a miraculous birth, a miracle. And then, next verse, we move to the shepherds who are out on the hillsides. And someone appeared to the shepherds and told them about this miracle birth. Anyone like to tell me who it was? Go on.
Angels
came, they did. Angels came. I was listening last night to the Hallelujah Chorus, which is a song saying how wonderful it is that Jesus was born. Well, I think this must have been the best Hallelujah Chorus ever. Because they're saying, look, Christ, the Savior, is born. Now, here's a harder question. What did Jesus come to save us from then? What do you think? To save us from our... Yeah? Shall I get someone to help you? Go on. Yeah, to save us from our sins. That's right. That Jesus comes. He's this miraculous birth. He comes and he lives a life which is perfect and holy. And then on the cross, when he dies for our sins and then rises from the dead, like we were thinking, the Savior, when we say Jesus is the Savior, we say he's the Savior who saves us from our sins, our wrongdoing before God, why we're out of step and out of touch with God. And we need someone to put us right with God, which is why for Christians say Jesus is my Savior. And then the third verse, there's a little thing that says here, the dawn of redeeming grace. Who can tell me, when is the dawn? Dawn, is it at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day? Dawn. Let's see, somebody who hasn't answered yet. Ooh, go, Sophie.
Beginning,
dawn, yeah. So when the sun comes up in the morning and it just starts to rise and it's not dark anymore, it's the dawn. This morning started to get light and the sun started to come up and I looked at the clock at the side of the bed. What time is it? And the clock was off. I thought, this is funny. What's happened here? Went to turn the light on. No, the light was off. Nothing was working. Why? Do you remember some weeks ago I told you about on the street here, we had a big explosion, we had a power cut. Remember me telling you all the electricity went off? It happened again. So we're hoping it won't happen. I'm just hoping it won't happen Christmas Day. I'm thinking if it happens Christmas Day, there'd be trouble. The dawn is the beginning of the day. So we had an unusual dawn this morning. Well, this is saying the dawn, the start of something is happening. It's the beginning. It's not everything has happened yet. But it's starting to happen, redeeming grace. Redeeming is Jesus coming to buy us back for God. And grace, God being kind to us, even though we don't deserve it. So the story of God's saving power, his redeeming grace, is starting with the birth of Jesus. The hymn writer is saying, the child who was born would grow up to be the Savior, take upon himself on the cross the sins of the world. God's plan was that he would rise from the dead and go back to his Father and bring peace to all who trusted in him. So God gives us a great gift in the gift of his Son. It's the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy or your birth. And on these Sundays, leading up to Christmas time, we're going to be thinking about who Jesus is, why did he come, what's it all about. Christmas Day, you're very welcome to come back on any of those Sundays or on Christmas Day. If you're a visitor here tonight, take one of the cards and it will tell you what's happening. There's a little message on the back. And if there's anyone here who particularly would like to find out more about the Christian faith, in the new year, I'm planning to restart some Bible studies called Christianity Explained. 6 Bible studies on what it means to be a Christian. Now, the 6 Bible studies are, who is Jesus? Why did he die on the cross? Did he really rise from the dead? What is grace? Redeeming grace. Think about that a bit more. What is grace? God being kind to us though we don't deserve it. Then what is repentance? What does it mean to turn back to God? And what is faith? What does it mean to really trust God? I'm very tempted to tell you my favorite story about faith. I'll tell you what, I'll try it, okay? Because there's one or two people here tonight from America. And I know there's someone here as well from Canada. So, I'm going to tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. My favorite story about faith is there's a very famous waterfall, because it's very big, between America and Canada. You know, boys, what it's called? What's the waterfall? Between America and Canada. It's a bit further up from where you live, isn't it? Yeah, quite a long way up, actually. Niagara Falls. Do you know that? Is that what you're going to say? Niagara Falls. There was a very famous man. He was a tightrope walker. His name was Blondin. And he said that he could cross on a tightrope, walking just on a rope, from the American to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. And he asked all the people, do you believe I can do it? And they all said, yes, they said, we believe you can do it. And he did do it. He crossed on the tightrope from the American to the Canadian side of the Niagara Falls. And then when he got to the Canadian side, he said, now I'm going to walk back again, back across to the American side. Do you believe I can do it? Yes, they all said again. We believe you can do it. Good, he said. You believe I can do it? Yes, we believe. He had someone there who was like his manager, his friend. And he said to his friend, bring me a wheelbarrow. You know what a wheelbarrow is? Yeah, in the garden, you put things in. So he brought a wheelbarrow. Now he said, you all said you believe I can cross the tightrope. Yes, they said. Okay, he said, somebody get in the wheelbarrow and I'll take you across the tightrope. Now, they all said, we believe, we believe, we believe. But there was one person who really believed and got in the wheelbarrow. And he wheeled him with his wheelbarrow across back to the American side of the Niagara Falls. Wow, what must it have been like to be in that wheelbarrow? Because if Blondin had fallen off, the person in the wheelbarrow would have fallen off and they would have died in Niagara Falls. It's a massive, great waterfall. See, they all said they believed, but there was one person who really believed. And faith in the Bible is like that. There are lots of people who say, oh yes, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he lived a long time ago. He did certain things. He taught wonderful things. But to really believe, that's what we'll think about in the last Bible study, to really believe means to give your life to him, to entrust your life into his hands, to ask him to save you, and you give your life to him, and then you really believe. And faith in the Bible is that sort of believing, really believing, get into the wheelbarrow type believing. So, it's a good story, but it also tells us an important truth. Now, I'm going to ask somebody to come and sing for us another song about Christmas time. Then we're all going to sing, and then at the end, if you can stay and have some refreshments with us, please stay. And if anybody wants to ask me about the Bible studies, I'll be here for a little while. You can ask me as well. But Carlos is going to come. Where's Carlos gone? Yeah, there he is. He's going to come and sing us a song about this holy child.
Holy child, how still you lie, save the manger soft, the hay, faint upon the eastern sky, breaks the dawn of Christmas Day. Holy child, whose birthday brings shepherds from their field and fold, angel choirs and eastern kings, myrrh and frankincense and gold. Holy child, what gift of grace from the Father freely willed, in your infant form we trace all God's promises fulfilled. Holy child, whose human years span like ours delight and pain, one in faith that promises fear, one in all but sin and stain. Holy child, so far from home, all the lost to seek and save, to what dreadful death you come, to what dark and silent grave. Holy child, before whose name powers of darkness fade and fall, conquer death and sin and shame, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Holy child, how still you lie, save the manger soft, the hay, clear upon the eastern sky, breaks the dawn on Christmas Day, clears upon an eastern sky, breaks the dawn of Christmas Day.
Now we can all sing again. Let's join together to sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem." It's a great hymn written by someone looking out towards Bethlehem from the hills around about this time of year. And he went out, wrote this hymn. It's a great hymn, reminding us about the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes and fears of all men and women met in Jesus Christ who's born. So we'll stand to sing this together. This is our closing song. Take a seat and we'll pray together, and then, as I say, if you're able to stay for the refreshments and have a chat, please do so. It's great to see you, and it'd be great to see you back with us, as I say, any of these Sundays and on Christmas Day during this Christmas time. Can I just say, if there are any boys and girls who don't know about Explorers, you can ask some of the children who are here, or ask me, or take one of these cards. But we're breaking now for the Christmas holidays, and we'll be restarting on around about the 10th, I think it is, of January. But if you've got children of primary, junior, that sort of age group, 5 to 11-year-olds, and you'd like them to come, they'd be very welcome, as I say, once we restart back on the 10th of January. And if you want to have a word with me about that as well, that would be fine. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for what we've heard tonight and what we've sung together. We thank you that as the boys and girls have sung to us in lots of different languages from all over the world, that's a reminder to us that Jesus Christ is a Savior for the whole world. And we thank you that people of all sorts of backgrounds, different languages, different countries, different circumstances, yet in Jesus Christ to find one where there is a Savior who can cleanse and forgive and give us peace with God. And where meek souls will receive him, we've just sung it, where meek people turn in faith to Jesus Christ, still he enters in to a person's life, those who really believe upon him. So Lord, grant us this blessing at Christmas time. Grant us too your blessing tonight and in these weeks leading up to Christmas Day, that grace from God the Father Almighty, mercy from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, and the great blessing and comfort and presence and help of the Holy Spirit, the one who Jesus said would come to us in his name. May that blessing rest with each and every one of us tonight and all God's people and even forevermore. Amen. 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 Good. We'll have something now. Explorers, you can tell, is very lively.